Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And a very good morning to John Richards. Yeah, crazy announcements yesterday made about the new water restrictions.
Yeah, and I think we, not before time, we're just going to have to live with it. It's, I look back over my long life. But I do remember 20 years ago, we were told water crisis would come probably in 30 or 40 years. Well, it's 20 years, so, anyway, ouch.
And so it was. Are you talking water?
No, there are other things beside water, but we'll get back to that a little later. You've probably heard this one before. We're in the middle of an era when the rate of extinction of natural species is accelerating with unprecedented speed. Species are going extinct as we speak. There goes one. And if you walk around the Garden of Extinction near the display hall at Kirstenbosch, for instance, you'll see those little red labels saying things like extinct in the wild, vulnerable, only in protected areas, etc. And they are true and well researched, of course, by reputable botanists. And that's just plants. Every plant has a distinct population of insects associated with it, some of which may be pollinators, or there may be just one insect that is the pollinator. They also threaten the insects and all the others? Yeah, possibly. Then there are the birds that visit the plants or feed off the fruit, and the bats, and the lizards, and the skinks, and on it goes. A vast and complex interrelated tapestry of connection. The narrative of rapid extinction has become pretty well established in the media, and we are expected to feel guilty about it, as well we might. After all, this is the age of consumption and mass production. The human population is edging into 7.5 billion. The demand for energy has never been greater, and with that goes habitat destruction, and the species are threatened. That's the way it goes. But hold your horses, says Stuart Brand. He's been around a long time in the environment business. He was the co-author of the very popular Whole Earth Catalogue back in the 70s. Remember that? And he certainly joined in mourning the extinct species. The way we hear about conservation issues is usually something like this. Beloved big animal threatened with extinction, like our dearly valued rhinoceros, for instance. But viewing every conservation issue through the lens of extinction, says Brand, is not helpful. In fact, it can be simplistic and irrelevant. Worse, it can introduce an emotional component that makes the problem seem cosmic and overwhelming rather than local and solvable. There have been many examples of good conservation practices in modern times. The ban on hunting of the southern right whales has been in force since the early 60s, and the population has recovered and delights us every year in the whale-watching season. The North American cod fishing ban has seen the cod population around New England come back from the brink. In this country, the antelope and zebra species are doing well, and the game farms that have taken over from sheep herding in the Karoo, the Eastern Cape, are abounding with wildlife right across the spectrum. The blue cranes of the Western Cape are certainly doing okay under the protection of friendly farmers. So it's not all doom and gloom, but, of course, there's no room for complacency. And conservation experience has shown that if the problem is tackled at a local and integrated community level, it is solvable. So we're definitely not living through the human-induced sixth extinction. That's one thing you can cross off your list, but carry on worrying about water. Quite the contrary, in fact. As Brand points out, biodiversity has been growing steadily through the last 220 million years. True, there was a huge extinction between the Permian and the Triassic about 200 million years ago, when a large number of species went extinct. And then the well-studied and documented demise of the dinosaurs at the end of the Cretaceous 65 million years ago. But the dinosaur remnants evolved into our modern birds, and the mammal-like reptiles, the therapsids and things like that, well, they evolved into, well, us. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature, the IUCN, estimates that 23,200 species are threatened with extinction. That from a base of about 80,000 species that the IUCN scientists study regularly. But nobody, even the best-informed scientists, can put a handle on how many species there may actually be out there. About 1.5 million have been identified, but there are many more awaiting study and listing. So, the 23,000 documented extinct or highly threatened amounts to a very small percentage. Estimates vary wildly from about 0.1% to over 1.5% per decade. We just don't know. Even if the present rate of extinction were to continue for the next few centuries, and that rate went on for a few more thousand years, only then could we talk of the sixth extinction. But that doesn't mean it's business as usual. Take, destroy, don't give back. We, the technological, dominant, international, pan-everything species, are also part of nature. We'd better behave like we have stewardship and can pass on a better earth in the long, long run. Well, stay tuned to FMR for what you can do about the solvable local water crisis here.
Thank you very much to John Richards for that edition of Being Green. Very, very interesting and almost too much to take in one sitting. So if you'd like to listen to that again, Being Green, then go to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, and click on podcasts. And within an hour or two, this morning's edition of Being Green will be on our webpage, and you can listen to it again at your leisure. And thanks very much to Galinda Moser of Remax for sponsoring Being Green.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.